This is Ray McDonald playing the world's best variety after a news update on VOA Music Mix.
Pakistani militants attack Karachi airport with deadly results. The Pope meets Israeli and Palestinian leaders for a Vatican prayer summit. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Pakistani army commandos say they have surrounded heavily armed militants who attacked a terminal used by VIPs at the main airport in Karachi. State-run television says at least 12 people have been killed, saying three attackers, whom it calls terrorists, are among the dead, and security personnel as well. All passengers have been evacuated to safety, and flights in and out of the airport are suspended. The militants use hand grenades and rocket launchers to try to blast their way onto the main runway at the terminal. Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has condemned the attack. Iraqi officials say a double bombing outside a Kurdish party office killed at least 18 people and wounded more than 60 others. Sunday's blast, including a suicide attack, occurred near an office of President Jalal Talabani's Patriotic Union of Kurdistan party. There's been no claim of responsibility for the attack, which struck northeast of Baghdad in Diyala province. Israeli President Shimon Peres and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas joined with Pope Francis Sunday at the Vatican in an unprecedented prayer convocation for peace in the Middle East. The three leaders were joined by the Orthodox Patriarch of Constantinople, and they all heard Christian, Jewish, and Islamic prayers from cardinals, rabbis, and Muslim imams. The Pope issued the surprise invitation to the Israeli and Palestinian leaders last month, just weeks after the collapse of the latest round of Mideast peace talks. Abdel Fattah el-Sisi was inaugurated Sunday as Egypt's eighth president. It comes less than a year after he helped oust the country's first freely elected leader, Islamist Mohamed Morsi. Edward Uranian reports.
Arab leaders, including King Abdullah of Jordan, the Emir of Kuwait, the King of Bahrain, Saudi Crown Prince Salman, and the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, were welcomed by an honor guard at the presidential palace after the oath of office, the ceremony. Both the U.S. and the EU sent mid-level delegations. Political sociologist Saeed Sadiq argued on Sky News Arabia that the recognition of Egypt's new leader by the international community is expected to help restore stability to the country. Sunday was declared an official holiday for the swearing-in ceremonies, and the streets of the capital, Cairo, were mostly empty. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The new president faces considerable challenges, including ongoing violence and a shattered economy. Many opponents to Mr. Sisi have expressed fears the country will return to autocratic rule like that of former President Hosni Mubarak. The foreign ministers of India and China have discussed ways to ease border tensions and enhance economic engagement. They met in New Delhi. Anjana Pasricha has more.
Following a three-hour meeting between Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and his Indian counterpart Sushma Swaraj, Indian officials said both countries agreed there is tremendous untapped potential in their economic relationship. Gautam Bambawale of India's foreign ministry says China will look at the possibility of expanding economic cooperation between the two countries.
How to promote Chinese investment into India. Foreign Minister Wang Yi also said the economic development of India is something that is supported by the Chinese government.
New Delhi wants more Chinese investment in infrastructure and manufacturing sectors, areas in which India lags and China excels. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
The U.S. soldier involved in a swap for five suspected Taliban terrorists is telling American military officials his captors at times tortured, beat, and caged him during his almost 5 years of captivity. U.S. sources report that Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl said he was punished after twice trying to escape from captivity in Afghanistan. Questions remain about how Bergdahl fell into Taliban hands in the first place, with his one-time Army colleague saying he walked away from his unit in June 2009. Sergeant Bergdahl was freed a week ago by the Taliban in exchange for five prisoners who were being held at the U.S. Guantanamo Bay military base in Cuba. He is now being treated at a U.S. military hospital in Germany. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, put your hands together for the mix. Ray McDonald here in lovely Washington. I have something new from Tiesto for you this hour. You'll also hear Naughty Boy and Sam Smith, the 1975 John Legend, and two big rappers weigh in on the Justin Bieber affair. VOA Music Mix is a service of the Voice of America. In 2009, Naughty Boy went on a British TV game show and won the equivalent of $75,000. He used it to buy recording studio equipment. Here he is with Sam Smith, La La La, on VOA Music Mix.
Then keep it shut. I hate it when you hiss and preach about your new messiah, 'cause your theories catch fire. I can't find your silver lining. I don't mean to judge, but when you read your speech, it's tiring. Enough is enough. When our worlds collide, I'm gonna drown you out before I lose my mind. I can't find.
found only two black it I go.
Low down, it's just a rumor and I don't believe 'em. Hey now, coolest babe,
from the UK. That's the 1975 on the mix. It's called Chocolate. Okay, I'll defer to the women for this story. The website RomanceBeat.com and Star Magazine polled women on the male star they most fantasize about. Justin Timberlake took first place with 21% of the balloting. He finishes a scant 2% ahead of actor Brad Pitt, with fellow actors Jared Leto, Benedict Cumberbatch, and Ryan Reynolds rounding out the top five. I have something new from Tiësto on the way, so how about it? Keep me company on VOA Music Mix.
With me,
I love it.
Love game, intuition, play the cards with spades to start.
And after he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's on his heart.
Something about you. Think that they know you more than you do. So you fire.